Hey, it's Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning. Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather drawer?
Good morning.
Happy, happy.
Happy, everybody.
Coming live from a dirty Jersey diner in Sewell, New Jersey. We're wrapping up our $5 friend February weekend and having a great time. And this is a bunch of $5 friends. And we are now going to go get us some breakfast and lunch. And we'll all see you soon. We all hope you have a great day. And here's our favorite host, Dina Blizzard.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How is everybody? I might have been screaming on the YouTube before the show for anybody that saw it. If you're ever wondering what this show is like early in the morning, it involves a lot of screaming, in case you were wondering. I woke up this morning and I'm totally craving waffles. Like big, like waffles. What's the word that I'm looking for? Belgian waffles. And I thought that I had a mix for it. And I don't see it. In the kitchen, what were we going to make? Well, Kim, we were about to make waffles. I'm making waffles. You scream? No way. Bob, I believe I screamed, "Where's my dongle?" at least 7 times. And Michelle, just so you know, sexy producer Michelle, loves to call everybody donglehead. It's so weird. I think it's inappropriate, and I've told her that. She's like, "Hey, donglehead." I was like, "It's enough. Take it down." She's in the green room now going, "Yep. That's exactly what I do." I have a waffle maker, Riley. What I don't carry, Carrie, I just called you Riley. What I don't have is waffle mix, gluten-free. And I thought it did. All right, I have a question because, okay. I was just about to say, did you ever look at your pantry and it's just filled with food you're not going to eat? Anybody? Like it's full. I'm not going to eat any of this. This is disgusting. You can call me Riley. I don't know why I did. We're making waffles. Who knows what movie that's from? If you know what movie that's from, you will win for today. We're making waffles. Nothing? Come on. It's clear what that's from. So good morning. Good morning. I have been craving waffles ever since I saw this the other day. Did you ever look in your pantry and you're like, I forgot I did that. We should make waffles. Shrek. And there's a lot of you. Win what? Life. Shakendra. Life. You win at life. I don't think I've ever had a Belgian waffle. Okay. Why is it that when we talk about things and people are like, "I don't think I've ever had that." I'm like, what? Dongle always caused a fit of giggles. You're not wrong. I giggle every time Michelle says dongle head. So I get it. Now I'm going to have the Jonas Brothers song, Waffle Song, in my head. I didn't know they had a Jonas Brother waffle song. What is it? I don't know. Okay. Did anybody... There is a video. We're going to be all over the place today until we get a waffle and things start to calm down. Yesterday, I'm on the internet. And on the internet, there is a video of a woman. What's a dongle? not a dongle. It's something that you attach to your computer. So mine is USB-C now. So it goes in USB-C, but it allows you to put like USB ports into your computer. It's annoying. I wish I could be like, girl, a dongle, you gotta get one. They're big. This is not, if it hang, stop it. It's not as sexy as one would think it would be. It's real stupid. And I think like a teenage boy came up with the name. They were like, what are we going to call this? They're like Beavis and Butt, let's call it a dongle. What? Let's get our lemonade out. Feeling good. So today is Monday, in case you were wondering. And let's go to the calendar. This girl is still on January. Hold on. March. 1-2. It's officially 2 weeks until we blow up a kidney stone. What? So we're going to keep drinking this here lemonade until that happens. I'm not plugging that in. We used to make waffles all the time. Mm-hmm. I love your hair color. I think you look younger with it like that. I probably look a little younger, but not for long. This is a transitional period, but I like this transitional period better than what I was doing. What's the point of drinking so much lemonade? That's what I say, Kathy. So here's the point. I have a lot of kidney stones. And even though I keep passing a lot of kidney stones, I keep making them. And so I was like, what if we just stop making them? And it's not like you can go, don't make a kidney stone. I don't know. Listen, I would love it if by accident my body's just made diamonds and I would pee diamonds out in my crotch. That would be so much more amazing. But no, that's not what I'm doing. Why couldn't God do that? He can be like, listen, you're going to be in a lot of pain. But when you going to get engaged, you do this a couple of times, girl, you going to have a ring. I'd be like, yes, let's do it. What is it? A clam? A clam can make a pearl. I can't make a diamond. Come on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shikendra, it's a rock. Why can't I? If a clam can make a pearl, why can't I make a diamond? Diamonds would almost be worth it. Thank you. I am just saying, if we just change the perspective on certain things, like all mammograms come with a milkshake from Wendy's, do you know how many lives could be saved? What causes them? Let's talk about it. Renee, it could just be genetic. Like you just make them, doesn't matter what you do. You know, it's like heart disease. I don't know. I guess we just stop eating everything fatty, but then they go, oh, it's genetic. But they are also made by foods that are high in oxalates. And I was like, girl, I don't have a lot of oxalates. Turns out I look at the menu. All I eat is oxalates, mostly potatoes. I could just, if God was like, I will begin another world where all you eat is potatoes, I would live in that world very happily. Mm-hmm. I could live. And then when you get engaged, they'll be like, girl, you got engaged. No, I made this myself. Painful. But look, girl, look how many. Look how many. Look, I made that. You want some? I mean, I would do it. Not for everybody. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Wish it was diamond. Yeah. I would be great back in the potato famine. That's what I'm saying. Like French fries. Yeah, I'm not eating like whole potatoes. No, I mean, Linda, fried, salted, greasy as possible. I would just eat that. Diamonds and potatoes, perfect world. So I'm not allowed to eat a lot of potatoes. Every once in a while, like I had French fries the other day, but French fries are hard to come by for me. Apparently not if you go to Chick-fil-A, but like other places. But I don't think I realized beets. You know, I love a can of beets like Shikendra. and tea. So I had to tell myself, you like lemonade. And I don't. I don't like lemonade. But I drink it every day. Mm-hmm. So that's why we drink all that. Anyway, oh my gosh. So there's a video. Now when I tell you what the video is, you're going to see it because I've told you about it. And that's how the world works. There's a video and it's, you will notice. Okay. It's a lady and she's in the woods. Anytime people cook in the woods, I'm in. Cause I'm like, why are we cooking in? I can't even cook in a kitchen and you got a plastic bag. You don't got a knife. And you making like a full stew. Is anybody else mesmerized? Hey, Jazzy. Anybody else mesmerized by people cooking in the woods on the internet? That just... And it looks really good. Well, this lady has a plastic bag on a spit. You're like, what are you even saying? It's a plastic bag on a spit. And she just going like that and throwing vegetables in it. And there's a fire underneath it. And it's just like so crazy, crazy video. But to make it even crazier is that there's a song. So she's cooking this whole thing, a plastic bag. She throws a fish in it, some carrots, some mushrooms, over a fire. And the whole video, there is a song. Right, Nicole? There's a song that plays. What kind of plastic bag is that? What kind of plastic bag is that? Because the whole thing, yeah, Carrie, that's what I'm saying. The whole thing, she cooking a roast. And you're just like, how is, I can't even cook in a pot and she's cooking in a plastic bag over a fire. Yeah. Thanks, Beth. Glad you're here. And you can't even get a plastic bag at the store. You know where they all are? They're in the woods. People are making a roast out of it. I don't know. But the most entertaining thing about the video is the song. What kind of plastic bag is that? What kind of plastic bag is that? What kind of plastic bag? Kind of plastic bag is that? What kind of plastic bag is that? It just, I was in just for the plastic bag song. I just loved it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sunny. Sometimes you think you're watching a video of somebody in the woods making a hut out of mud and a stick. And then you're in. You're like, all right, I'm gonna do this one day. Let me watch this video. I'm going to do this one. Let me watch it. This will be a good tutorial. And then you watch. And they start, I don't think they're building a house. And halfway in, you're like, now I got them. People are like, we got to go to work. Hold on. I got to see, because I thought this was a house. It's not a house. It's an oven. And then after they make the oven, full working oven. I think it's got a pizza thing in it. The whole thing, just crazy. And then you watch the whole thing. You're like, she not making a house. She making an oven. And then they make the oven. If that's not amazing enough, they were like, let's put a meatloaf in. And you're like, where are you getting breadcrumbs? I just, yeah. I've seen that. I didn't realize that that was the song. I must have thought, I was thinking, I'm telling you. It has to be the perfect distance from the fire. You can boil water in a plastic bottle over a fire. I always talk about the two people that made an in-ground pool during the pandemic. I watched that kid make that pool so many times. I was like, let's do it. We don't need a permit. Let's just dig. With their hands. Yeah, Lucy. And I can't even get a Caesar salad together without remembering to keep the croutons out because I'm gluten-free. I miss the sun. In a kitchen with lights, running water, and the whole salad came in a bag, and I still messed it up. I don't understand. Some people have skills, some of us don't. Mm-hmm. And he dug the pool with a flip-flop or something. Exactly. And then he puts flip-flop back on and then walks 16 miles back home. And here I'm like, can you get the remote? I can't. Just give me the remote. I'll call you up from like two stories down. Hey, come bring me the remote. Like that. That's who I am. All right, let's focus. So I'm going to make some waffles. I'm making waffles. I crack myself up every time I say it. Should we double it? Let's double it. We got some time. 4 eggs, 1.5 cups of this. All right. We make our waffles. I'm just going to keep saying it. I'm just letting you know. Just say it. Just say, we make our waffles. You gotta say it like that. It's a lot of fun. Say it. Kids will be like, no, because then my kids are going to want waffles. Okay, I won't say it too loud, but it's just funny. It just makes me laugh because Shrek was such a funny movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Donkey. Is that your boulder?
That's a nice boulder. I can. Yeah. Did you have an energy drink? I'm so hungry. As soon as I eat this waffle, I'm just going to be like, I have no energy. You're sure cooking a lot lately. I'm trying to save money, girl. You know, trying to buy this car. Yeah, right. But it's fine. I think I'm starting a new thing called, let's see how long people will drive me around before I have to get a car. There's like a couple of things. I need 3 cups total. I think I have 3 cups. How are your shows this weekend? Yeah. Hookers are like, I mean, it's like layers. Layers. Like a parfait. I'm just literally doing the whole script. And some of you are, I'm sure, are enjoying it. And are just like, this is impressive. And some of you are like, what is she even talking about? I have been cooking a lot at home. Because I, thanks, Mad Dog. I'm hungry and I don't want to spend my hard earned money. That's not true. I do want to, I just, I'm not going to. Special occasions. Okay. So let's talk about this. Who did something fun this weekend? And then I'll tell mine. Please, Diana in her car. She was like, do you want to go this week and maybe help me go look at a car? I said, no, I already found you a car and she didn't want it. And now I'm done. I thought that would be fun. She thinks everybody's going to take her money. She won't buy from Carvana because if she buys from Carvana and then she doesn't want it because they have a 7-day return policy. She goes, how do I know they're going to give me my money back? I said, how do you know that Lexus is going to give you your money back? Well, they're Lexus. I don't know these Carvana people. I go, nope. There's not a Mr. Carvana. It's not a guy. It's a corporation like Lexus. It's basically, she goes, I don't know them. I go, but you know Lexus. You know, you're Bob Lexus. You know Bob. And you know where he lives. So if you put the down payment and you don't want the car, you're Mr. Lexus, Bobby. You'll just call him and be like, I'm going to need my money. You don't know any of these people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saw a musical at the high school. What a show. Went to a twin's 10-year-old birthday party. Mm-hmm. I went to an auction and saw stuff my dad had sold in previous yard sales. Then yesterday I took the kids on a fishing trip to a creek. Hubby took me away to the casino for my birthday Saturday. Then my sisters and friends showed up as a surprise. It was a great night. I went to my nephew's confirmation, drank way too much wine. That sounds great. My brother and sister-in-law asked me to my niece Macy to be her godmother. Oh, Kathy, packing my house, getting ready to move. Oh, that's exciting. Colby is a shuffling. Mm-hmm. Went to a work Christmas party. It was a blast. Okay. Tanya, I have questions. What year is it for you? That's number one. And did you just get back from the Christmas party? Like, has it been going on the whole, that's a long part. I had a migraine. I didn't want to great weekends in a row. Who am I? Yeah, no, that's not allowed. Did laundry, went to a lot of hot yoga. Trying to get back in shape, kept being away for eight, what? Being away for 8 weeks. Went to a desert cafe and then to the Cheers bar for lunch. Oh, did you mean a dessert? You didn't go to the desert. Got it. Okay. That's a long way to go for coffee. Went to my grandson's 14th birthday party. Plane delayed. Of course, randomly get picked up at security. Good thing no cult shirt on. Oh, I wish you did. St. Patty's Day parade. Island Beach State Park to look for sea glass. Didn't find any. Decided to get my nose pierced. Brenda, don't boogies come out the side? I don't understand. My daughter and son-in-law set the date to move back to the U.S. That's exciting. Cousin's lunch. We did our cousin's lunch on yesterday. Cooked and worked all weekend. Ugh. You don't like lemonade, but you like it better than plain water. Yeah, basically, Jill. Like if you have the choice, just rather drink lemonade. I mean, I can't drink like lemonade because it's so sweet. So I just water it down. Took my husband to see Steve Trevino and got him backstage passes to see him for a late birthday gift. Aww. I know. Oh, Norma, of course you're hooked on Love is Blind. You're hooked on Love is Blind. You're hooked on Matthew, who I'm still slightly obsessed with, even though he's nowhere to be seen. Creepy. Colby. So Friday, where was I? Friday I had a gig with Jeremy. We had a great time. He's so funny. I haven't seen him in a while, so that'll be fun to do our show in a couple of weeks together. And then Saturday I had a gig. It was a private gig. It was like 200 women at a school fundraiser. It was a lot of fun. And I had done the gig apparently like 5 years prior. So like pre-pandemic, it was probably like maybe one of the last gigs I did before the pandemic. That's what it feels like. So I went and did that. So that was fun. Looking for a barking dog. Sorry, Sarah. Mm-hmm. I don't know who Steve Trevino is, a comedian, but a huge supporter for our veterans. Okay, I'll have to look him up. Mermaid Queen. Never heard of him. There's a lot of comics that I've been hearing. We're like, oh, who's your favorite comic? And they'll name somebody like, I don't know. I'll have to look him up. What was it? What did the... No. I'm trying to think. There were some funny things. It's so funny because the gig on Saturday, it was at a place this guy worked for. He does like a lot of wineries. And a lot of them like he's done before. So they are used to having comedy there. But that Friday night was the first time they were ever going to do comedy at this venue. So that was one with me, Jeremy, and this guy, Eddie. And it's just so funny because you can kind of tell like anytime like venues will start doing comedy, it's a little nerve wracking. People really don't know what to think. Hold on. Whip egg whites. Am I supposed to just be the egg whites? Whip egg whites until stiff and separable. Put the baking mix, the egg yolks. Oh, okay, girl. I got to separate. I gotta put the yolks in here. Focus, everybody. Focus for a second. Okay, that wasn't. Hold on. I can't talk. This is like when you drive in and you try and look for directions, and you gotta put the radio down. Hold on, focus. Like, can she not cook and talk at the same? I don't think she can. I'm trying not to break it either. Dean had an improv show this weekend. All right, one more. I'm doing a great job. I am my own cheerleader. Do you guys do that at work? You should be like, I'm doing a great job. You should. All right, so let's do that. And let me just put in 2 tablespoons of oil. Hold on. They're like, she literally can't say anything until... I will mess up a recipe. Yeah. I can't, Lucy. I'm not that smart. All right, 2 tablespoons of oil. It's not supposed to be olive oil. It's supposed to be... And 3/4 cup of water.
Right, hold on. Give me a second. And then I'll be fine. They're like, girl, you know.
Hold on. I'm fine. Just give me a second. Hold on. 1, 2. All right. Almost ready. And then just 1 1/4 cup of water.
Hold on. I'm coming.
All right. They're like, this is the quietest cooking show we've ever seen in our whole life. It's because the cook is real dumb. I wish they had cooking shows where like, let's move real slow so we don't lose anybody. Namely, the lady that's cooking. All right. 1 1/2. All right. I'm good. This is ready so I can do this. Now we good. Next week, I'll be much faster at this. You're like, we making waffles every morning. Yeah. I think it's going to be our new Monday thing. All right. I need that. And then now I'm ready. Hey, welcome back. Went to bingo. Okay. So yesterday was a crazy day. Let me tell you about yesterday. So yesterday, Allison, cousin Allison, and Andrea, cousin Andrea, Aunt Rose, Di and I, we had our cousins' monthly lunch. We get together, have a good time, yada yada. But we were on a tight time frame because after that, Dean had his improv graduation show. And so he was taking 2 different improv classes. And he was, so lunch was at 1, Dean's show was at 3. So we were like, all right, listen, we got to go, got to run, drove all the way to the city, get to Dean's show. Oh, he did a good job. So he was doing short form comedy. And then there were 2 other classes graduating as well. So they were doing long form improv. And then there was a 3rd class that was working. And they did like a play, like they wrote a play. But it was complete improv, so it's very cool. So we did that. We're like, Dean, you did a great job. And then we ran out of there because we had his... You're going to crack up. It sounds stupid, but I put together a graduation show. A graduation get-together. So this year is the 10-year anniversary of Dean... graduate in 8th grade. You're like, girl, what are you talking about? I know. Who doesn't have a reunion for their grammar school? You're like, why would you? Okay. So here's what happened. I ran into one of the moms recently. And she's like, we should get together. And I said, well, why don't I invite a couple of people? Because it was a private school. A little Catholic school. And there was like 30 kids in his class and then, you know, less people from Jacqueline's class that I knew and then even less from Brooke's class. But I was like, I spent like 10 years of my life with these people. So why not do a good job? And so I did it at the diner down the street from the school. Everybody lives within a mile. I texted a whole bunch of people. I was like, oh, we're going to be there if anyone's coming out. Invited a whole bunch of people. 2 families showed up. And I didn't even know if they were going to show up. We get there and Dean was like, is anybody coming? I'm like, I don't think so. So apparently people don't want to get together. Like, would you want, is there any people from your grammar school that you would want to see again? Maybe that was the problem. I don't know. I just wanted to see the parents. So, So when Dean was like little, like toddler, we went to the Maria Goretti Church and they have a crying room, there. And, us and another family would always be in the crying room. We two little boys around the same time, around the same age. We never really talked to the other family. We didn't know them. And it was a crying room be during church. So we'd be like, hello, you know, I didn't really know them. But these two, Dean and this other boy, would just, they just got along. And so that is, was his best friend, Justin, who I haven't seen in probably 10 years. So they meet in the crying room at church, then went through school together, all through grammar school. And then they each went to different high schools and colleges and beyond. And so what's a crying room? Oh, Bob, it does sound weird if you don't know what it is. It's where they put all the babies or parents who are tired. No, it's for kids. It's a crying room. So you could go to church, but it's separated sound wise. So you're in a separate room and there's just a piece of glass. So you could like hear the mass, but they can't hear you. It's a baby step for people who want to go to church and have a life and seem normal, but they got too many kids on their boobs or coming out because Jesus says that's what we're supposed to do. So they just stick you in a room. Okay. So it's fine. Anyway, Kathy is the mom's name who I love. And I couldn't get in touch with her. So I found Justin, the kid, on Instagram. I was like, yo, Justin, it's Miss Blizzard. Trying to find your mom. Trying to invite you guys to this party, whatever. And then he showed up at an event last week and I didn't have my glass on. Didn't recognize him. I was like, oh, he's adorable. His face looks exactly like a little baby face. Oh, it was adorable. So he came with his mom up to the diner. And then another friend of theirs came. And it was just, I just couldn't stop staring at them. Did you ever just look at it, just you feeling it as a mom? Like I'm looking at them and they're grown men, but all I see is little faces. Like the whole time that they were sitting at the table. And then my friend Trish came with her daughters who are beautiful. And we chit-chatted and see what they're up to. It just was so fun. Well, here's the good. So now, the girls are all sitting at one table and the three boys, Dean and his friends, are behind us. And so, you know, people are ordering food or whatever. And we're like, well, you know, this is one check. This is the other check. And then, you know, my stuff. And then I didn't get a chance to tell Dean. Okay. This is how you know you're a mom. So Dean is at the other. Now he's a grown ass man sitting with two other grown ass men. Okay. I see the lady go over to take his order. And then I see Dean talking across the table. And I see him go like this. Just pointing this. He's ordering and going like that. I said, you're ordering? He was like, mm-hmm. Are you telling her where to send the check? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was, she's going to pay that. What I'm saying. She's going to pay. Yeah. I would love that. I mean, I do it to my mom. I do. I'm like, come on, Dad. You can come with us. You can pay. We're going to go to dinner. Like that. I mean, I do. I still do it. But it's just so funny. I see my son's friends. All I see is their baby faces. Right? My high school reunions this year with social media. I don't feel like I need to go. You're not wrong. Mm-hmm. Victoria. I'm clearly not as hungry as I say I am. One more time. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. It's ready now. All right, here we go. These waffles are going to be so good. We're making waffles. Okay, now let's mix these egg whites in. You guys, people are like, I've never seen somebody take so long to make a waffle. These are gluten-free waffles. You got to take care. You just stand on one foot the whole time. Yeah, that. Whenever my kids' friends come around, I can't believe how old they are. I know. They're adorable. But it's just so funny with boys. I don't know if your boys are like this. So after they left, now these boys hadn't seen each other in like 10 years. So So last night I said to Dean, I said, now, did you guys, you know, switch, give each other phone numbers? You guys are going to get together again? He was like, what? I go, you guys are going to, you should do it again. You just do all the dumb mom stuff. You should call him and you should go do that. I don't think boys know how to keep in touch. Are you boys like that? Right? It's just so funny. He was like, what do you mean? I go, well, you plan a luncheon. You gotta put the time in to see what he likes. When's his birthday? Send a card. Something. Mm-hmm. Are your boys like that? Boys are so weird. Just emotionally. It's so funny. Did the boy and girl table ever mingle? Not really. The boys are, you know, are kind of older. And, you know, the girls had no interest in talking to those boys. They had no interest back then, nor do they now. And they grew up together, you know. But it was just great to see everybody. I don't know. I don't even think my son talks to his roommate. That's what I mean. They're not going to luncheon. I know. I don't know why, Shakendra. Luncheoning is great. Ask Diane. All she does is lunch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I'm a no sometimes. I always don't love to try to keep in touch with people. Yeah. No. Yeah, I got to be in a mood. So then, anyway, so we do that. So first we had the lunch. Then we had a show. Then we had, so Dean said, Dean's like, Mom, I got to be honest. We just left the improv class and everybody in the improv class was like, hey, we're all going to go out and grab a drink. Do you want to come to Dean? And Dean was like, I would love to. But my mom planned the 10-year reunion for my 8th grade graduation. And they were like, what? I was like, okay. If you say it like that, then it sounds real creepy. Dean, don't. This is just people getting. And they were like, what do you mean? Your mom planned the 10-year anniversary of your 8th grade graduate. What did you? I was like, we love these people. Apparently that's weird. Anyway, so then we had to leave there. We're like, okay, good to see everybody. Gotta go. And then we drove to Rowan and watched Brooke be in a concert. And at that point, I was so tired. I had been out all day. I was so tired. So now I'm thinking, all right, maybe she's going to go up early. Now she's singing in this one. I'm like, maybe she's going to go up early and then I'll be able to get out of here right after she performs. You know, when you're tired, you're like, I should stay for the whole show and support everyone, but I can't. I'm done supporting everyone and I need to go to bed. So, so I'm up there and they're going up one at a time. And they're all singing. Beautiful, beautiful kids, beautiful voices. Oh, love, love, love. But every time that somebody comes off the stage, I'm like, oh, Brooke's going to be next. And then I'm like, she got to be coming up soon. Next thing I know, Brooke is sitting in the audience next to me. I go, why are you sitting here? She goes, oh, I don't go for a while. Not till after intermission. I was, am I the only one that when you would go to like kid stuff, you're like, we need to wrap this up. Mm-hmm. I need to support myself by taking my own ass to bed. That's what I mean. Oh, did you see Fortune Feimster? Love her. Mm-hmm. Oh, Di went to Dean's show. Yeah. So Cousin Andrea, we're at the luncheon and Di says, now you going to the show in the city? And I said, yeah, I'm going to the show. So you gonna pick me up? I said, you're sitting right here. Yeah, I'm not gonna drive to the city if you're going to the city. I said, well, I gotta go to do this meeting at the diner. Oh, okay. Well, you can drive me and then take me and then go to the diner. I said, I don't know. Yeah. I made her walk home from the diner. No, I didn't. She left her car there. Yeah. That was so funny. Yeah. All the talent shows I've always wanted to wrap it up. That was amazing. Let's bring out the last act and just pretend we saw all the ones in between like that. Mm-hmm. I'm always at the orchestra events for the duration. I'm the videographer. Well, you chose that, Latina. And that was your fault. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, it just was so funny that all of the things were happening at the same time. I would love to have four. I'm going to be honest. I missed that she was in town and we missed it. And it was last minute. So she's on my list. I'm not going to miss her next time she comes through. Mm-hmm. I went to my 20-year high school reunion. It was nothing special. I would not have missed anything if I didn't go, but there was a cool Romy and Michelle high school reunion scene happen, which was great. That's nice. I'm going to ask my parents, how often did they want to leave dance recitals? She'd be like, all of them. All of them. We're still making waffles. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, I think it's ready. I think I'm ready. All right. Let's spray it. Yeah, you can make an Arnold Palmer if you got the right liquor with this lemonade. All right, here we go. Here we go. Chris Bass, good morning. Oh, that means the waffle maker is ready. I need a little more. Oh, nothing like fried cake for breakfast. Oh, we're making waffles. They're going to be so good. All right. Get a plate out. Get a little bit of honey. We don't have, we only have a little bit of honey. So that's going to be a problem. That's messy. Good. Oh, girl. Girl, we might have to use syrup because there's not enough honey. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I went to every concert my daughter did. I'd like to say that I did. But some of them I was working for. But all the ones I was home for, I did. It is King Arthur, yeah. No, this was Pamela's. This is Pamela's. I like Pamela's. It's a gluten-free mix. Good morning, AJ. I'd love to go again. I know, Mary, it is. I think that that's just kind of how the world works, right? Like when you're in the middle of all the kid stuff, you're so tired and exhausted. You're like, I just need a minute to sit down. I got to get it all in. I want to do all of it. And then all those days are over. And you're like, why can't they be in a play or a talent show? You know what I mean? It's just. And then you become a grandma, and then that becomes the great, you're like, when's the concert? And you act like you're going to see Andrea Bocelli. And you're like, when is the sixth grade concert? I got to videotape the whole thing. It's just so funny. But I do feel like, you know, I did miss some things when they were in high school and some grammar school stuff. I wasn't traveling as much then, but I did miss things. But I'd like to believe, even with the mom guilt that you have when you're not around, that I do think that it was kind of nice that my kids would see like their mom performing as like, this is my job. This is what I do. This is how I make a living. This is, you know, the thing God gave me. I don't know. And so now it's just funny, like for all the things that I missed when they were younger, like to now go and be able to watch them in shows. Like Saturday night, Jacqueline called. She was like, hey, do you want to come watch my show? I have a show in New Jersey. And she never asked me to go. And I said, well, I would love to go, but I have a show that night as well. And she was like, okay. But there's a lot of times that I don't. And I think she loves when I come to watch. So if I get to do that for the rest of my life, I feel like that's a good trade-off. Girl! Oh, oh. Oh, my God. It's amazing. Look at it. I did a great job. Michelle, this one's for you. When can you get here? Michelle, I come up. Oh, girl. I am doing a great job. Uh-huh. Same thing. I cried all the way through remembering hers. Aw. My daughter graduated from high school the same day my son graduated kindergarten. That's crazy that your kids are that far apart. Oh, no, I'm not going to put ice cream on that. I'm going to just put a little syrup. I know. Now, if I was in Saskatoon, I know how to eat a waffle in Saskatoon, Canada. It's with a whole bunch of cream, and then you put fruit on it to somehow make it better and less fattening, but it's really just super fattening. But, Yeah, no. Oh, a senior rolled around. I quickly. I used to hate watching my brother wrestle. When a senior rolled around, I quickly came to love it, and now I miss it. I know. Oh, my God. Oh, this is totally worth it. Slap some bacon on it. Make a waffle sandwich. Victoria, I'm going to just tell you a secret. Raise your hand and people are going to judge you. Let's just say it right here. What I'm about to say, you will be judged on. Saskatoon berries. So I'm fine being judged and I will own it. And I'm just, I want to see who else is going to own it. Are you ready for the question? Michelle's like, I'm ready. She's like, hit me down, go ahead. Question is, raise your hand if you will openly admit to love eating at a Waffle House. Not just any Waffle House, just Waffle House with the big yellow letters, the square. It's on the side of a dirty road. You could get shot there. You should expect to get shot. If I wasn't gluten-free, I'd probably work there. Never been, Renee? And you probably don't have any major diseases. Don't go. I've never eaten. Oh, my gosh. Listen, for all the people that have never done it, A, you should try it. But... Good food, dirty, greasy, good food and entertainment. You're like, what kind of entertainment? I mean, the best entertainment really is around 2 a.m. And that's just watching all the other crazy people that are there. I'm gonna put this waffle over here. Let me get the waffle. And now that I have an air fryer, I'll be able to reheat these up. But for some people, a lot of people think real bad about a Waffle House. And I don't hang out with those people because they judgy. But a Waffle House might be the greatest thing that's ever happened and the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity. And I'm for all of it. It is like Walmart entertainment, but with waffles. Wanted to visit and they were going to get Waffle House for dinner. Yes. It does boost your immune system. You are not wrong. Yeah. My pastor loves Waffle House. Why? Should Kendra hold on? Because of the open kitchen. Of that? What? Yeah. Went to Every time my daughter went into false labor, we would end up there when we left the hospital. I think she may have fake labor a couple times just to go to the Waffle House. Can we see your waffle maker? Sure. Well, it's hot right now, so I can't lift it. Hold on. It's by Allclad. I'll see if I can post it on my Amazon for later. Mm-hmm. We almost went to one late at night, but it was too sketchy. That's exactly the time you go. We wanted to stay alive, so we didn't go. Mistake. Mistake. Man, mistake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we were on our honeymoon, we had one across from our resort. I wanted it every month. Pecan waffle? Girl. Girl. Yep. You don't have them in Canada? We need to cross the border. Mm-hmm. We had dinner breaks several times a week. Yeah. It's a place to go. Cream Barrel is good, but not of the same ilk. No. I just learned the word ilk. No, I like to use it in a sentence. People are like, what the heck is an ilk? Like, from the same batch, from the same similar things. You're not of the same ilk. Come here. Tell me you didn't learn new words. Dongle. Ilk. Dongle head. There's a place called Pancake Pantry in Nashville that will blow you away, said sexy producer Michelle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never been to one. I've always wanted to go. Shane, you got to go. Mm-hmm. Where are Waffle Houses? Maureen, no one knows. You can't, like, Google. You have to be on your way somewhere. It would never be, like, a destination. Because they're not like, they're usually on the side of a road, a dirty road. So what'll happen is you'll plan a trip to a respectable place one day. And on your way to that respectable place, you will come across a number of shady rest stops. And then you're on your way. You can't. Nobody plans for that. Mm-hmm. My parents never really took us to Denny's as children because my mom was cooked. But now as an adult, I love going to Denny's. Who doesn't? We had a Denny's. Yeah, again, IHOP's Denny's of the same ilk. You cannot put a Waffle House in the same category. I don't even know what it's in a category with. It's really not. I'd say the Cracker Barrel, that's its own category. I can't think of another one like that. I pulled up to a Waffle House once with cops outside and made my order at the counter for to-go. Good plan. You could do that. Mm-hmm. Unpopular opinion, but I was honestly unimpressed with the Pancake Pantry. Oh, party. That's some fighting words. You about to start a fight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it ilk? It was a while ago. Was it Canada? Couldn't remember. I'm going to need another waffle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know the Jonas Brothers waffle song. I have to listen to it when we get done. Well, I can't eat at a Waffle House now. That's why. It's been a long time since I've been. Because they're filled with gluten. So this is as close as I'm going to get to. Oh, Denny still exists. When we were on the road. On tour a lot. Yeah, we're at Denny's. Huddle House? I don't know Huddle House. Yeah, White Castle would probably be in this, a similar category, and I haven't been. Remember, we almost went to a White House, a White Castle, with Stephanie. We started crying. Mm-hmm. You've never been to an IHOP? What? What are you guys talking about? I love Crackle Barrel, and the nearest one is 4 hours away. That's right. It wasn't the she shed. It was you, Judy. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a Canadian word you made up. That's right. What? How have people never been to an IHOP? Oh my gosh, these look so good. I don't know how my kids are sleeping. So good. Look. What a good day we're having. Wouldn't it be great if there was some kind of technology that I could just make waffles and then they would just be delivered to your door? You're like, I'll take two. It's on its way. Bob will be there. Everybody in my stories is Bob. Why did she start crying? Because we were hungry. We were in Detroit? No, we weren't in Detroit. Where were we? We shouldn't have been there. Right? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't eat anything. Yeah. A waffle truck. Mm-hmm. It was St. Louis. Oh, Steph's here. She was like, I remember? Steph would be like, I'm not going there. Didn't matter where. Steph, what about there? I'm not going there either. Mm-hmm. It was St. Louis. So close. I was like, Stephanie, this is our chance. No. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it was so good. People have waffle trucks at their weddings late at night. I'd be down for that.
Wouldn't it be great
if you just had a wedding and then the whole wedding, it was just all food trucks? I'm going to tell Wendy for her wedding. I'll be like, Wendy, here's the idea. You get married, all food trucks. Mm-hmm. Food trucks and Waffle House. Mm-hmm. Because you know what the Waffle House, they're not doing a per head. Like, it's going to be, it'll be like, oh gosh, if we had to do it per head, it's going to be, and it's going to cost you, it's going to be at least 75 cents a person. And they'd be like, that much. And for 75, we can only give you like an all-you-can-eat menu. That's all we could offer you. And they're like, okay, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sweet late at night. That would be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So fun. I had a taco truck at her wedding. Then later on, a churro man and elotero showed up. Well, I know that word, elotero. Why do I know that word? Don't tell me. Elotero. Give me a hint. Elotero. Churro and elotero. Is that desserts? I think it might. Is it desserts in general? Is it ice cream? No. Whatever chapter I'm on now, it's getting real specific. Real Pacific about grandchildren. It was like, it's corn. Yeah, no, I didn't get that. Blank on the cob. You guys are great at this game. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I'm doing a great job. And I can't believe these kids are sleeping right through it. Yeah. Okay. All right. And I had an after party at the reception. I had a breakfast buffet at the end of the after party. Oh, so good. Because an Elotero is the best person you can find, the corn man. I posted a video of me running to out to catch my Elotero as he drove down my street in a golf cart. I would like to see that. Elotero is the corn roasting guy. Really? Mm-hmm. Nicole, they're so good. How many waffles? Timo, I think I had 1.5. I'm totally worth it. Yeah. Oh, so good. I know. Waffle Monday. Who's making waffles? Golf cart. Her corn man is bougie. I'd never even heard the word corn man before in my whole life. So the fact that that's a thing. Mm-hmm. I know it. Diane, that's what I said. I would have thought that they've woken up by now. Yeah. We're having mission barbecue at my daughter's barn wedding in October. Pie and donuts instead of wedding cake. That sounds awesome. My daughter's taco truck at wedding had roasted street corn. Now we're just talking about yummy food. I wonder how far you are from me, Ella, because I go to the east end of the island to go to San Jose, and the one in Jersey is 10 miles closer, probably. Mm-hmm. Hey, Victor. After the weddings, we used to send everyone home with a bag of bagels and a Sunday newspaper. What a wonderful wedding. Yeah, the food rabbit hole. You need to try country fried pork. That sounds like you're about to die. I'm over here eating oatmeal. Total truth. I believe you, Mooney. Tina, in Rancocas Woods, we have a Tex-Mex place that makes street corn in the summer. Oh, I have to go. Yeah. It's all so good. Now we're all starving. Did this beep? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I need some more time. My kids don't wake up to the smell of waffles either. It's annoying. You guys are making me want to eat really greasy breakfast food. Exactly. Maybe we'll make Elotero street corn one night. Is it hard to make street corn? Isn't it butter? Listen, if the recipe that your love just involves dumping something in a vat of butter, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you like butter. Because a lot of people, I was allergic to shelled fish growing up. And I've told this story before. And I would see people eat lobster. And they'd be like, oh my gosh, I love lobster. And I'd be like, I don't know. You just keep dumping in this vat of butter. They're like, yeah, I love it. I'm like, I think you like butter. I don't even think you care what you're dipping in it. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with corn on the cob, but never had street corn. Oh, maybe we're making street corn. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't need much in the morning. I just need bacon, sausage, eggs, and waffles with chicken. That's it. That is all I need. And then I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. So good. You need cream, chili powder. A lot of butter. Mm-hmm. Love, love, love street corn. Look, everybody's gonna be like, there's a run on street corn today. It's so crazy. All the orders just went up. I don't even know you'd be ordering it from. Yeah. I only use unsalted butter. My mom overused salt, so now I barely used it. Cream. What's the difference between cream and cream? Mm-hmm. The place here puts mayo on the corn. What? It's cooked with butter and then served with a cup of mayo, grated cheese, and chili. Hmm. Okay, Andrea. Yep. Why do they always mix waffles and chicken? I don't get it, but I do love butter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It hasn't beeped yet. And then 2 seconds after I say it, then it beeps. Mm-hmm. I think I have all the ingredients for Mexican street corn except for the cilantro. Yeah. So good. Heading for my mammogram today. Don't forget to take your pants off, Melissa. They love it. What is street corn? Well, now we're going to have to make it, Christine. We're going to have to do it. Alejandra, is this your specialty? Have you made it? Or you just chased the guy in the golf cart? I'm not sure. Oh. Okay. Happened. I think that's what happened. I double cooked it. Still good. Still good. Put ice cream on it. Still good. All right. Well, I'm going to finish this over here. That was weird. Tick, did you see my face? TikTok made me just do a puzzle. TikTok, do you know that? It made me just do a puzzle to continue the broadcast. That was weird. I had to focus. How many waffles did you make? A lot. Well, I ate 1.5. 1, 2, 3, 4.5, 5, 6, 5 or 6, 7. How much are you going to charge the kids per waffle? Like $10. Mm-hmm. I have made them and I have chased them as often as possible. Okay. Uh-huh. I think it's trying to, Alejandra. I don't know. I don't know what it is about this. It's like, she's clearly a robot, but it was like, let's check. Yeah. So, fair price. I know. So listen, everybody, that's it for us today for Ugly Monday. Tonight I'll see supporters for Ugly Monday giveaway, which is a great time to win the giveaway because the candles are in the store and the candles are awesome. If you haven't gotten them already, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you should go to the store and check them out. We have a candle called Hot Flash. So out of the three candles, which one do you think is doing the best? One candle is called Hot Flash and it is a made in a dirty basement and can be used as a projectile. Another one is called Minty and Menthol, and that is a beautiful blend of an aromatherapy blend of like mint chocolate chip and Xanax. And the last one is called Hibiscus and STFU. And that one is a combination of hibiscus and get out of my face. And it's just so which one do you think is doing the best? Yeah. Minty and Menthol, you think? STFU. Hot Flashes. The flavor of Hot Flashes is Java. It's like a coffee. It's fabulous. And it's very funny because, you know, like people that have been here and smell all three, and I'll ask everybody, like, which one's your favorite? It was Hibiscus was winning, but then the coffee one is so good. And the mint chocolate chip is so good. So, but they're all really different, which I really like. But yeah, the Hot Flash one is outselling, not by much, but they're all selling pretty well. But the Hot Flash has been in the lead. But it was really fun. It was fun to kind of create them. And I love how they came out. And Jeff does a great job with the pictures and everything. So that was good. So anyway, so we'll see supporters tonight for our giveaway and have a nice week scheduled, trying to get a bunch of stuff done. 2 weeks until we blow up a kidney stone and I get all my diamond rings. So lots of exciting things happening here. But like Judy from Saskatoon says, do something nice for yourself or others this week. Hopefully you have some fun things planned. But thanks for watching, everybody. Have a great day and a blessed day. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning for One Funny Morning. All right. Have a good one. I'll see you. Bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.